The Ash, Lutzi and Susie O'Neill podcast.
Wednesday podcast.
Hey-o. No, I just thought of a loophole when I was listening to the playback then.
Mm.
You jumped in second on Throwback Throwdown.
Did he? Oh, he's because Mitch is only allowed to guess when two people have already guessed.
Yes.
Oh, right. Like, is that a rule for Buzz?
Oh,
is
it yes.
Like, is on? See, I apologize because usually I'm out in the street, right? So I actually don't even hear the selection.
True.
That break, I am off the grid.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You seen those? Did you know it was 1984 because you're sitting behind the wheel of the truck?
No, but like as soon as we...
Because you had to have those songs.
Oh, they do have them on a page. There is a tab down there.
Usually knows as well.
To be honest, the first one I saw was Ghostbusters. And I'm like, I'm going to go that because we're giving away tickets. We've got a screening. The movie's coming out next week. I watch Ghostbusters on the weekend.
But he's had time to think about it.
No, that was honestly my, I reckon, fourth choice. Because it's down the bottom row. It's like number 27 in our list of things. I went to go the Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And there was something else.
Given that controversy. I went to jump in and take what was rightly mine.
Well, I didn't know that was a rule that Buzz could. So Buzz can only jump in third at best.
Third best.
Yes. I mean, that makes sense.
I don't feel comfortable going at Mitch. I just don't. I just can't.
Have a go.
I don't feel comfortable when he cheats.
Yeah.
It's nothing. He wins every other bloody thing in the show.
It's always the ones you least expect.
Yeah.
That is
exactly right.
Yes.
That is true.
I've never won this. I've never won a throwback throwdown. And Buzz hates when I'm representing him because I think I've got a third and otherwise I've been dead horse lost every single time. So, I need to get back in the good books.
I think we might have to disqualify you this week, mate.
Talking about music, though, I found a good fact I wanted to talk about. Dolly Parton says she believes Beyonce has recorded a Jolene cover for her upcoming country album.
She's gone from copying Taylor Swift and now she's copying Miley Cyrus.
Careful.
Miley Cyrus has done a Jolene cover.
Oh, true. But this would be pretty good.
This is a good song.
Oh, so good. It's the what is that? Is that a banjo or a guitar?
Sounds banjo-ish.
Yeah, banjo.
Yeah.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
You gotta be careful, Cece. Even in my stupid, nerdy little sci-fi TV show podcast, one of my mates, High Pitch Maddie, he's like, Taylor Swift, he couldn't hold a candle to Celine Dion and started ranting off all the other people she's ripped off and copied.
Has she?
Oh, he got, well, hate comments, he's not getting hate mail. But
High Pitch Maddie, I'm like, a huge Celine Dion fan.
Well, I just think he's anti-Taylor Swift or something. Yeah. He's like, Celine ran so that Taylor could run. I'm like, all right.
That's interesting. And Celine Dion, who's the one that, she's unwell, isn't she?
Apparently, she had been recently.
I love Celine Dion as well. Anyway.
I don't mind Celine Dion.
What's the fact about
the song?
You ever
see her husband?
He's dead now.
Oh, is he dead?
I haven't seen him recently.
Hey?
I haven't seen him recently.
Because he's dead.
I'm pretty sure. Let's Google it.
Yeah.
She's had a sad life, Celine Dion.
Why? What's ever sad about it?
She's got a really bad disease that she's sort of freezing.
Oh.
All right.
I'm not comfortable talking about health problems.
Stiff person syndrome.
Yes.
I'm not making a joke. Apparently, someone wrote it on the board.
No one laugh. Don't talk about
apparently it. Apparently, Ash is comfortable speaking about it. I just found out my fifth great grandmother's Mary Cogswell. How's that? Is that better?
What's she die of?
Stiff person's disease.
What a way to go. Oh, like Matthew McConaughey's dad.
Yeah, apparently.
He went with stiff person syndrome.
Having sex with his mum.
Yeah.
Well, not his mum.
Matthew McConaughey's mum.
This old band I used to like.
That's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah, one of my parents, he was playing, he ended his musical career playing on cruise ships, and they reckon he died on the job with some woman.
Gosh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Guys have heart attacks, don't they? On cruise ships.
He had a heart attack.
You got to go some way.
Mm. Like,
a couple of times off, then I've got to slow down here. I'm too old for this sort of level.
Really?
This cadence.
Take it easy.
I haven't got to that point ever.
What a scene it'd be.
What a scene. Can you imagine?
Ludsy's found alone in a room with a...
with a woman. I've never done it self-pleasing.
Oh, you were wrong.
Heart attack what, levels.
Perfect.
Actually, a couple of times.
A couple of times. What were you doing when you were 14, mate?
That's more now.
It's more now.
Isn't that movie Clerks?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it might even be 30 years old this year.
Kevin Smith?
Yeah, Kevin Smith. His sort of first film.
Yeah.
Made a whole series. And it was about two guys worked at like a video store and a convenience store next to each other. Mm. And then, I don't even know which
Silent
character.
Silent Bob.
Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob with the stoners out the front.
Yep.
And someone, I don't know, it was a customer, friend of the guys, I don't know what happens, but her boyfriend's like, come and meet me in the... in the stall, you know, in the public bathroom, basically. And she goes out there, they have her way, you know, comes back out, and then she's like waiting for him to come out, and he never does. And they find out that he was in there, got excited himself. She's come in thinking that he's all ready for her. He'd been dead the whole time, and she'd been having sex with a dead bloke. It's a movie, Alicia. It's fine. It's fiction. Yeah, you can laugh about it. It's fiction.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It was a black and white indie comedy from 1990-something. It's fine. You can laugh at it.
Have you seen Lost in Translation?
No, I never have.
Okay.
No.
I just heard a movie review on that yesterday. Mm.
What, the one in Japan? I watched the other day. Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson.
Is it really good? Or
you can do it. You can do it, Ash.
Coppola.
It is indeed.
Yes,
I like it. It's a very
it's a burner.
Slow.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing really happens, but it's worth watching. If that makes sense.
Okay. That ended that.
The Ash, Lutzi, and Susie O'Neill podcast.